others may take.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
And it's time for Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. We're simulcasting and going out all over the world on Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported station around the world. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio, or catch us somewhere on a streaming service like iTunes or TalkStreamLive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp. That's right. Join us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wake up with the mind scripted media. Don't turn on ABC, NBC, fake Fox News. Become aware, not awake. Realize that everything that's pitched to you today is for a mind control reason of some kind. Our media has just become the fifth column instead of the fourth estate. We have the corporate state. Then we have the fifth column against the people. the propaganda press. You know them. You can see them. You've listened to them for years lie about Donald J. Trump. We've watched it. We've listened to it. We've exposed it. And people wonder why Fauci was found to be a fraud. If you listen to Revolution Radio, you would already know he's a fraud. You would know that Joe Biden didn't win the election, that he essentially stole it, that it was fortified, even as admitted by the left-wingers. I believe fornicated is better word. Yeah, so after the Democrats have gotten done fornicating all over the election, here we are today, holding the bag. Yeah, oh my, never mind. I guess that's too gender-related for a Friday morning. Come on down, ladies and gentlemen, and join us. Listen on in. That's right, you can listen on your smartphone. You can come to the website and stream it live from there. You can have, if you are a streaming service, you can surely pick up the Vocast stream and throw it on your site. And don't forget to call in to listen line 518-906-1839. That's right. Think about it. 518-906-1839. That's the new dedicated Revolution Radio call in to listen line for Studio A. If you want to get to Studio B, use the pretty much the same number, 518 area code, first four, right? 906, the prefix, right? And the number itself, 1859, to get to Studio B and listen to that live. So you can put both those in your phone, and using unlimited minutes, you don't have to worry about it. Now, remember, if you have a time limit, a limit time, you know, hey, I'm sorry. It sucks. I have a plan like that, but I understand. I've had them. What other news and information we got? Let's get it. I should say, let's get into the news and information. Oh, I should say, become a member of the Patreon team and help support Revolution Radio. That's how we live. We don't have commercial advertising. We have promotions for shows. Now, a host may have written a book. They may have a website. You know, they may have places they want you to go see and drive you know, a little traffic towards them and monetize their show a little bit. That's up to the host. What do we got going on here, though? Let's see. What do we got? Oh, well, I guess since the Wuhan flu is making a comeback, that's right, the Wuhan flu, Dr. Fauci and the lab is, how should we say it, are in the target of investigations right now. What did Fauci know? When did he know it? The Fauci emails, of course, MSNBC was the first to hold Fauci's hand and give him an interview post his embarrassing email leak. And it was funny to watch the and listen to the MSNBC host and others give Fauci this all, well, if we exposed all of our emails, you know, if you didn't pass that, you'd be a saint if you passed it. And, you know, you're a saint, you're a god, Fauci. I mean, it was just such a dribble that the way these people were, how should we say it, were gushing over Fauci and defending him. Defending his what? That's right. His bold-faced lies. Now, there is a problem when doctors can't tell the truth, okay? When common sense should rule, and not only, I shouldn't say that. I should say that that doctors know from their experience, just as drywallers, just as others that have sanded drywall, just as people that work in nuclear power plants or industries where respirators and masks are used all the time, they already knew professionally what Dr. Fauci said in a private email, that the mask really isn't about protecting you. It's really, it's a face covering that the commercially bought, they don't work, period. Okay. The virus is small. It goes straight through the cloth, period. End of story. So anybody who's pulling their rag, whatever it is, up around their mouth and their nose to pretend, quit pretending. And, you know, people are having anxiety attacks because they see people without a mask. And, you know, that is farcical. It was farcical to start with. Now the problem is the people that are having anxieties or are still wearing a mask, they are so asleep. They're in a dreamland where they think they're woke. Because what that has proven is they have no, even after 14 months or 15, 16 months, maybe, how long ever you want to put it, okay? After all this time, they haven't gone for themselves or have tried to find what could be the truth. They just blindly accept what they're told by the mind-scripted media, the MSM, the propaganda outlets of our time. It truly is. Remember, Fauci and the media spiked the idea that it could come from the Wuhan lab. And remember, it was partly because Donald Trump was supporting that theory. And then, of course, that it automatically it could not be the lab, just on the default that Donald Trump believed that. You understand the psychology. And this is one other thing that the Chinese government counted on, with a bias and the outright discrimination that the media has shown against Donald Trump. It's way beyond bias. Let's be honest. The liberal tardation of the media, you know, this retardation of people, trickle down stupidity. That's what we see at CNN and ABC, CBS, fake Fox News. I mean, these people are so stupid. I mean, they make both sides make each other look brilliant. And that's a really hard thing to do today. It's really hard to see each side as being brilliant in all of this. Of course, the individuals that we circle stories around are all, remember, individuals. Whether they're blacks committing violence or whether they're white poopers mad at Democrats. That's right. That's one story I was like laughing my ass off. Big news today for the artist in Italy. That's right. The artist in Italy has gotten paid for his sculpture, his invisible sculpture, and his invisible sculpture has been moved into a gallery. That's right. It's just sitting there in an empty room with the vacuumness that it represents. I mean, really. I mean, you have to have a vacuum in your brain if you're buying all that shit, right? I mean, really, come on. Let's not lie to ourselves. It's pathetically stupid. Let's sell an invisible. I mean, people are buying non-fungible or functional tokens or whatever the hell they are, NFTs, you know, a digital picture prod or something. I mean, really? Well, I mean, they sell used underwear or whatever it was. They sell collectible underwear from starlets on, you know, on some of the sites. I mean, really? They're going to sell anything today. They might as well sell nothing and something. I mean, hell, the Federal Reserve has been doing that for how long? It's about time that an artist gets to sell nothing for something. I mean, isn't it just, man, it's a cool deal, man. I'm telling you. It's just like the U.S. government. Yeah, they give you nothing, and they think you got something. Except, you know, the $10 trillion in contracts that the industry's got on the $300 billion in political donations over the last 10 years. Yeah, they make out pretty, pretty good. Man, I'm telling you. So, yeah. What else we got going on here? Uh-oh, California loss. They suffered a major loss to churches and have agreed to provide fees totaling $2 million. Well, what happened here? Throughout the last year and into this year, Governor Newsom and officials have singled out churches. Lockdown measures have restricted residents' First Amendment right to worship. As a result of numerous costly legal battles, churches have been forced to fight for their rights all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court have almost always sided with these churches. Finally, they ruled California can no longer mandate any restrictions on churches. And as an added bonus, it has to pay for the church's legal fees. The state of California has agreed not to impose greater coronavirus restrictions on church gatherings than it does on retail establishments in a pair of settlements to provide more than $2 million in fees to lawyers who brought the challenges that violated the religious freedoms of Californians. Yes, it's sad when you have to take the state to court to get your constitutional liberties. If you haven't heard, Pennsylvania, next place for the nursing home industry's death wish. I guess that's what you want to call it. Yes, Pennsylvania has been the latest state to be under investigation for giving fraudulent numbers to federal authorities during the coronavirus outbreak. That's right. During the biological war against America by China, as claimed by a Chinese general, that Pennsylvania lied about the number of people dying in nursing homes, just as New York did, just as Michigan did. And it wouldn't surprise me, just as California did in the end. Today, what we're finding out is that liberal states created death panels, basically, by forcing people back into nursing homes who had COVID-19, saying you could isolate them in a room. You can't, unless it's a separate building and a special containment. You actually had to treat COVID as if it was airborne tuberculosis. That's the truth that nobody wanted to say. And just being in a room with limited ventilation for a long time would cause enough airborne particles for a person to infect someone else. But anyway, it's crazy, isn't it? And 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court blocks asylum to denied border crossers. That's right. So the Supreme Court, you know, they've got several rulings that they're pushing through this week. And the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday held that federal courts have a limited role in reviewing immigration judge findings. That's right, reversing a decision that a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that helped grant immigration relief to an illegal alien seeking asylum. Supreme Court found that the Ninth Circuit went out of its way using its deemed true or credible rule to provide immigration relief for Alcaraz, Enriquez, and Diaz. And while ignoring the evidence used by an immigration judge and by the BIA to deny them relief. It appears the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court was overruling immigration judges' decisions. The federal court had taken upon itself power to invalidate a court whose job it was to rule on in immigration cases. But the Supreme Court put the Ninth Circuit in its place. The appeals court was ignoring evidence to grant migrants entrance into the United States. Let's be honest, the immigration court has the burdensome duty to review these cases, look at all the evidence, and decide if asylum seekers truly deserve to stay. The Ninth Circuit rejected that and took it upon themselves to essentially grant asylum and be the asylum grantees. And, of course, that they can't do that. Screw them. Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, come on down. Join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. That's right. China's Belt and Road is being built with forced labor. That's right. Chinese contractors hire Chinamen to go around the world and work on projects for the China's Belt and Road Initiative. And what happens as soon as they get there, the contractors take their visa, take their passport, you know, limit them, their movements, treat them as if they were slaves. In fact, they say, oh, yeah, you have to essentially buy back your passport to get out of these places and go home, leaving you essentially penniless. They were promised a job with good pay to support their families. And on arriving in the host countries, Chinese employees had their passports confiscated and told them if they want to leave early, they had to pay penalty to get them for breach of contract. Yeah, China Labor Watch found that most indicators of forced labor in the definition used by the International Labor Organization were present concerning Chinese labor workers when interviewed. Well, listen, the New World Order wanted a bunch of slaves to work in factories, okay? The southern United States was freed by the white Yankees from the southern Democrats. Today, it seems to be a lost piece of history. So what happened? Oh, they just eventually, they offshored the corporations to a new nation that was willing to turn their people into slaves. Remember, communist China is still communist. Call it whatever you want, okay? Call it just China and leave out the communist. But in China, we made the old Soviet Union successful. Even the Russians weren't willing to pimp their population out to the New World Order. So the slave masters and the corporations would have a place for low wages. They can essentially pollute almost at will now. And of course, the corruption in China is as corrupt as it was in the old Soviet Union. And remember, in the old Soviet Union, it ended up, it really wasn't communism. It was more like social fascism. And that's what Americans failed to realize. I mean, really. I mean, why do you think Democrats let, how many people came in at the border this past month, right? In April, I should say. April, let me see. The number of immigrants, April detainees at U.S. border. What was it, 180,000 or 200,000 or something? Oh, 178,000 people were detained at the U.S. border. And even the U.S. border admits that 50% get through. 250,000 came in April into the United States. Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, future Democrats. Think about that. Right?
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Hope you're having a great day. Watch out. There they come. Hey, there goes the aliens again, man. Did you see them? The military says, oh, man, look, we got all kinds of shit going. Look, we can't go 22,000 miles an hour and stop on a dime. Or we can, it's not us. And, you know, of course, the secret government projects, government DARPA says, well, don't look at me. It's not us. It's not us. It must be an alien. Big news for you folks. I'm sorry, but as the U.S. government has come out and said that, sorry, those aren't aliens. Those aren't no evidence that all those different movies and those videos you watch of the UFOs being our airplanes trying to catch up to something that they can't catch up with. Oh, yeah, they don't know what it is, but it's not a UFO. Oh, it's not an alien. We can't explain it. And oh, it's not one of our secret projects. So, hey, you know, it's nothing to see here. Please move on. Nothing to see. And of course, you know, remember that's how Project Blue Beam is. How's that sound? Oh, yes, this is echoed across the universe. So watch out there. Yeah. And meanwhile, a perfectly spherical U.S. UFO with mechanical lighting has been spotted hurtling past the International Space Station. Multiple glowing orbs appear on the ISS camera and move at great speed in space. Graham, who took the footage, said it's a very compelling UFO sighting. Well, yeah, it's unidentified foreign object. Certainly it's a UFO. Somebody threw something across the room, and man, I'm telling you, that thing was a UFO because it was unidentified before it hit somebody. Ah, yeah, it's, well, don't worry. We're all okay. You know, I believe these guys that we're all safe. It's nothing to worry about because we have the firmament to protect us, man. And the only thing we really have to worry about is graffiti. Yeah, graffiti. Graffiti in Soho. Vandals targeting storefronts and buildings. Graffiti is back. That's right. Remember, for a long time, nobody was on the street. They didn't want to do any graffiti because they was afraid they might get COVID-feety. Yes, they might get COVID while they were out doing graffiti. So, you know, anyway, Idiocracy rules. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Hey, oh, my God. Is it National Donut Day today? National Donut Day? Oh, my God, man. You can get two donuts today. You can get a free one. And then you can get a free one if you get a COVID shot. And if you get a COVID shot, you can maybe get put in a lottery of some kind if you're in Ohio or West Virginia or California or, you know, what? How many other states? You know, when you have to bribe people to get something you say is really good for them. And then you have, listen, and then you have people say, oh, man, it was the lottery for the shotgun and for the truck that pushed me over the edge, man. I mean, that's not like going in the lottery for the lottery, man. Look at the odds. Think of the odds. Yeah, it's not one in 5.9 million. It's like one in 280,000, man. That's good odds. That's good odds, man, for all those lottery lovers. Really? I mean, what the hell is the matter with people? Oh, summer approaches. That's right. June 4th. Oh, my God. It's today. It's National Donut Day. Oh, man. You can get a free classic Dunkin' Donut with a purchase of a beverage at Dunkin' Donuts. Krispy Kreme. You have free donuts. And in addition, you can get two. As I said, you can get one free and one free glaze with a proof of vaccination. Yeah, hey, I mean, if you took a whole book of vaccination records in there, can you get one? Oh, my God. Who's Duck Donuts? The family-owned is offering any customers who visit the store a free cinnamon sugar powdered sugar donut. Yeah, National Donut Day. Don't forget Donut Earth. That's right, Donut Earth. The question is, where did the hole go? Yeah. Oh, man. And of course, the Salvation Army has putting out the Salvation Army World War One donut recipe. One large egg, 2.5 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 7/8 cup of milk, a 1/2 tub of lard because it's no longer available. Use coconut oil or vegetable oil for a healthier one. But yeah, they say it will make 2 dozen donuts. When they say 1/2 tub, what's 1/2 tub of lard? I mean... Yeah, I need a recipe conversion. I mean, I've done a lot of cooking, you know, here and there, and I like to cook, but, you know, I never had to measure out a tub of lard before. I mean, damn, that's like going back. Yeah, that's like old school shit. I didn't do that. Anyway, somebody chimed in. Wonder if they're yelling at me. Mitch, what are you talking about? I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for coming in. Hope y'all are having a good day. Wow, what a week, what a day. What do we got going on here, ladies and gentlemen? The Supreme Court narrowed an anti-hacking law. That's right, hacking, anti-hacking laws. You know, there's a difference between hacking in a place, you know, breaking the password, you know, stealing somebody's credentials and then going in through a door and stuff. That's different, right? But that's one way of hacking. But if you're at a place, working at a place, and you go into a place where you don't belong within the system, but you have access to the system, but not to that particular file, is that hacking? And there's the Supreme Court said no, that's not hacking. That's another that's a lower level of computer type crime. It's not a hacking crime. So 6-3 liberal justices joined with three Trump justices to make the ruling. So what they're essentially saying is what's happening is people are using anti-hacking laws to go after people that might violate their limits of their credentials within a private system. And, you know, while that doesn't rise to the level of the way the hacking laws are described. 50 days to the Tokyo Olympics opens, and 10,000 volunteers have dropped out. The countdown clock for the Tokyo Olympics hit 50 days on Thursday, and the day also brought another problem. 1 out of 8 of the unpaid volunteers for the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics have told organizers that they will not be at the Games on July 23rd. Organizer says some dropped out because of worries about COVID. Few volunteers are expected to be vaccinated, since most will have no contact with athletes or other key personnel. Only 2-3% of Japan's general population has been fully vaccinated. So, and 80%, conversely, 80% of the athletes and residents of the Olympic Village will have been fully vaccinated. Remember, at the Olympics, it's usually just a, once all the training is done, all the partying start, or I should say all those games are done, much of the partying and the relaxation starts for a little bit. And that ends up to being, well, let's just say an orgy for a lot of the pent-up young youth that are running and playing in these games. So while they're relieving stress, they're also, well, humping their little brains out with other world-class athletes. In fact, I mean, remember they were handing them out left and right to the athletes. It was like, here, have another free rubber. It's like, hey, you know, if you're going to boink with some of these people, wrap it up and send it to Jeffrey Epstein, DNA database, Arizona, or excuse me, New Mexico. Yeah, crazy New Mexico. But yeah, the Olympics are going to be shorthanded. Imagine that. Anyway, the U.S. military is now interested in Elon Musk's Starship, because they're looking for something they can send 100 tons of cargo, weapons, bombs, missiles, whatever, around the world in an hour for delivery. Yeah, think about it. I mean, these things aren't going to be flying over a war zone and try to land. But I'm sure in the end, that's what they want. You know, they want something that can fly halfway around the world and land in basically a war zone. Anyway, SpaceX aims to launch nuclear weapons into space, according to Russian Dmitry Rogozin, who has suggested that without evidence. of course, it's not an accident that, you know, the 9/11, the Project for a New American Century, the new Pearl Harbor that brought in the surveillance state and Facebook and Google and all the tech companies that sprung up with the help of the CIA. What's the company called? It's not Alpha. I forget what it's called, but the CIA has an investment company. Oh, well, they don't directly invest in it. They have their own corporation that goes in there and invests and buys and does research and stuff. So, yeah, the CIA is going to be all in this. The, you know, the military, you know, Musk's wet dream to have a never-ending government supply of money. I mean, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Meanwhile, in Memphis, Tennessee, I guess a KKK leader and Confederate general, or I should say Democrat Confederate general, Nathan Bedford Forrest, his body is being exhumed from Memphis Park, and the Democrats are now finding out, and they're going to realize that they're just destroying the history of the Democrat Party, and they're laying a new foundation of discrimination and hate with critical race theory, white supremacist theory, and all this other stuff. It's idiocracy. It's a new way to discriminate against someone on the basis of their skin color that they were born with. That is the most abhorrent thing that we can see in America today. The circle back, ladies and gentlemen. Circle back to Jim Crow. Except this time it's directed at a different group of people using psychological weapons, Marxism, fascism, socialism, all wrapped up into a KKK-style policy. The poor people, they don't know if they're coming or going. They really don't. They've been so indoctrinated, so divided, so split. It's crazy. It really is. As I have said before, here's a clip I found earlier. And remember, gain of function. And remember all this stuff as we go moving forward, that what we know is that the government intentionally lied to us. They knowingly lied to us. And that the government itself has a lot of responsibility in this, because here, even Trump, and this is, like I said, the problem I have with Trump. Trump trusts the professional bureaucrats. They are 50% of, or 75% of the problem. The professional, political, and bureaucratic class in Washington, D.C. And that includes Fauci and all of the government employees that you can think of. Here, listen to this guy for a second.
It's become obvious to everyone now that this is an artificially made bioweapon. What is called gain of function is a very deliberate term to mislead the public. It's a transformation of a benign viral virus into a weapon of mass destruction. And believe it or not, the actual research for this started at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Then it was outlawed in this country. And Fauci sent critical technology and funding to Wuhan to continue the production and manufacture of this and research into this bioweapon. So that's a very big question to me. why would someone who's supposed to protect the interests of Americans send crucial technology to our arch enemy and then help them fund the research? It's become...
You mean China? Old China. Yeah, I mean, why would elements of the United States government join in bioweapon type research with the Soviet Union of our time? You know, Democrats throw around these claims of traitorous and insurrection and all of this stuff at Trump supporters when it's just confession through projection, as David Freit talks about. Truly is an Orwellian world that we live in. Screw them. Yeah, let me see. I covered the detainees at the southern border of the United States. Fauci's the inside story on COVID is going to, I have said this before, when they want to start and turn to pivot to fight China, to cause to neutralize China and to undercut China, they will come out with this truth that the alternative media knew and talked about all along. And that was the Wuhan flu was not a natural happenstance. There were no damn bats in the wet market for sale. And pangolins are, you know, it's just a joke, okay? With the direct evidence of three of the personnel at the Wuhan Virology Lab hospitalized with COVID-like symptoms less than 30 days before the start of the alleged outbreak. That tells you two things. One, there was a failure inside the lab, because not one person had it, but three people had it. So there was a failure within the lab. So the lab already had three, three contact traces to make. And they evidently did or didn't track any of that until the middle of December, from everything that I can read and gather and look at in China. You know, when China says they officially had one or two cases in early December of 2019, when the truth is in November, they had three members of the Wuhan Virology Institute hospitalized with COVID-like illness. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is the smoking gun from hell and back. And the media, the prostitutes in ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, they all hit it because it favored Trump. And it banged the Democrats as the Democrats cried racism and xenophobia and all this other stuff. And in the end, they were wrong and they backpedaled again and again. It's pathetic. I mean, it really is. And what's even more pathetic is that the American people seem to be so brainwashed that they cannot see through the media lies. They have been so conditioned. And here is the problem. It is essentially to break someone, to break a liberal of their current mindset about Trump and the media telling them the truth. And that's the only way they're going to wake up is if they figure out that they're being fed information that feeds into their confirmational bias, and that their subconscious has already been programmed, and their conscious is just filtering in and out whatever it fits in. Donald Trump was hope for people who see us trapped in this dual system, this duopoly, one party with two faces that is peddling influence in an omnidirectional fashion. That means all around, all around. And let me tell you, it's true that America is very, very corrupt. But it's also true that many other nations, and particular communist nations, are more corrupt. And that's because they're more poor and there's an insatiable appetite for money. In America, we're reaching some of that third world insatiable desire for money attitude, because the middle class has been made the poor class, and the poor have been made the base class, and the base class is supposedly brought in by, of course, the immigrant class. We'll be right back. Class of America. Yeah, all right. Hey, man, we trickle down everything, including chump change.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supporter radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The Ultimate Remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world.
by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on Listener Supported, commercial free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, where we're streaming around the world on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that we belong to. Remember to change the world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. And when you see stupid, point it out. When you see dumb shit still out there wearing a mask, and you see the pictures here and there, people riding a bicycle out in the park or walking all alone in the woods with a mask on. Now, if they have emphysema, if they have, you know, pulmonary issues, or they have a low immune system, you know, yeah, I think they should. I know a person not far from where I live that whenever they mow the yard, they wear a white Tyvek suit, one of those things an asbestos guy we used to wear for asbestos removal, and a mask, you know, one of them half masks. And to mow their yard because they're susceptible, I guess, to pollens and molds and mildews and stuff like that. So, and it's a woman. So it's not like it's a guy or anything. And it's just a health related thing. And, you know, I know people that say, oh my God, you know, everybody should have to wear a mask all the time and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, listen, if you're sick, or your low immune system's low, yes, you should wear a mask, but understand that's not as helpful as you might think it is. It might be more false security than real security. And I just want to point that out to everybody. Let's see. There's a big push now in Georgia. Wait a minute. It's did I say Revolution Radio? Call in and listen, 518-906-1839. Did I say that? I don't know. But if I didn't, you know, tell your friends and your neighbors, please, you know, post Revolution Radio, or just tell them to come on down and listen to the Revolution in the Morning show, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. Oh, yeah, man, I saw something the other day. I said, oh, hell, that's a good deal there. You never know what you can buy on the internet. So, oh, boyyourcandies.com. 5-pound box of Mallow Cup rejects. Yes, Mallow Cup imperfects. And the only store around here that carries Mallow Cups is Kroger's. Yeah, it's like, dang, that's the only place, unless you go online and buy them. And you can buy them on the internet. Anyway, so yeah, it's sheer crazy. What else we got going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Let's get to some news and information, because we only have an hour left, and it's the weekend. Yeah, it should be pretty nice in the morning. Hopefully, we had pretty two thunderstorms or so move through yesterday. Hopefully, the Smith River isn't too high, or if it's in running. I'm going down trout fishing, I guess is what I'm saying, tomorrow morning. What else we got going on here? D.C., Washington, D.C., the mayor, Bowser, does an about-face and admits that the police in D.C. used tear gas on the BLM protesters at Lafayette Park. That's right. She says they defied my order to disperse. She defied the the curfew that was set. And they needed to be tear gassed. Yes, of course, you know, Mayor Bowser has been silent for the most part on this issue. And now has just recently come out and said, oh, yeah, man, we did it. We told you dumb shits to leave, but you didn't leave. So we gassed you. Yeah, that's what the that's. You know, that's what the mayor of D.C. essentially told protesters. But don't worry, we're not going to tell you you're insurrectionists and bombers and murderers and every like we're doing the insurrectionists, you know, on January 6th. So y'all behave yourself and we won't put you in the same category as MAGA. Ooh, golly. Yeah, I mean, really, if you look at the destruction from the June riots in Washington, D.C. because of Fentanyl Floyd and his drug dealing friend. Of course, a white man had to be lynched for that. It was a legal lynching, but it was still a lynching. It certainly was. So, yeah, that's when they planted Black Lives Matters, you know, where the Marxists, now they've paved it over, if you didn't know. They haven't repainted it either. Yeah, they finally figured out, oh, God, you know, hey, these people will eat us up, too. We don't know what the hell we were helping. We were buying. Yeah, meanwhile, you know, corporations are still saying, BLM, man, BLM. Thinking they're helping themselves when they're just bringing on, you know, their own end, I guess is a good description. Yeah. Meanwhile, busted. That's right. Busted. A Trump man. That's right. Trump man busted for a serial pooping spree. That's right. In, what was it? Greenville, Ohio. A 70-year-old man pled guilty. He says, I did it. I confess. I repeatedly urinated and defecated in front of my neighbor's home because the residents are Democrats and they support Joe Biden, according to the police report. Jarek Dietrich, the accused septuagenarian, serial pooper, cited Sunday for littering at the homo after the homeowner called him in the act about 3:15 a.m. Uh-oh, man, I'm telling you, you have to have a real either you can't sleep and you got to go. Now, it didn't say where they lived close by. They found themselves squatting, found the guy squatting and relieving himself near their private hedge outside the home. They share the husband shares with his wife. Oh, Huh. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't read very well, does it? Investigators say Matthew Gannett called 911 after spotting a man squatting down and relieving himself near a private ledge outside the home Gannett, 59, shares with his husband. Oh, okay. So they are Democrats, real Democrats, poll-sharing Democrats. Upon being confronted by Gannett, the suspect got up and walked away from the property. Based on the description, police subsequently identified Dietrich, a retired high school teacher. Yes, he also copped to previously defecating on the victim's property multiple times. Admitted targeting the home. So it's a politically motivated pooper has been collared. Will he have to do cleanup? That's the question. Meanwhile, a French Instagram star got insta-shamed as she posted a picture pretending to fly business class. And then minutes later, one of her fans spotted her hunkered down flying in economy class. That's right. It's hilarious. Ocean Elhimer. As a 27-year-old model and reality TV star, I guess, was pimping herself out in the posh confines of the business class and then proceeded to go back to, that's right, the economy class. Yeah, so, what's that tattoo on her hip? And the picture, she's got some tattoo marks on her hip. It looks almost like she was branded by somebody, too. That sounds about right. I wonder what cult that she belonged to. Is she one of those Keith Raniere rejects? I mean, we have to ask. I mean, we get in trouble. Meanwhile, McDonald's, that's right, McDonald's is going to use, get this, you'll love this, artificial intelligence drive-through system to cut waiting times. The technology tested in 10 branches has so far proven to be 85% accurate, with 15% of the orders needing to be corrected by staff. In other words, it's voice recognition, right? You say, I want a hamburger, a cheeseburger, 6 fries, 11 ding-dongs, and 3 Whoppers. And you know what? What the hell is it going to say then? I'm sorry, sir. This is McDonald's. We don't have Whoppers. Would you like a triple quarter pounder cheese or something? I mean, really, what's this AI stuff going to do when people order stuff from another menu? They'll say, sure, sir, we'll make it. Hey, if you ask their artificial intelligence ordering system, does it give you a warning about the cancer-causing and the obesity-causing diets of fast foods? I wonder if they come with, you know, if you ask that, would they respond? What can I get if I have a... how can I stay on my diet? What can I order? You can order 3 chicken nuggets and a water. Yes, that's $12, please. Yeah, you know, it'll be like Amazon. Remember, Amazon, starting this coming week, if you don't say no, Amazon will expand parts of your bandwidth to your neighbor's bandwidth. Yeah, in other words, they'll tag all your neighbors, all your lo-fi devices, or lo-fi, I guess, is that what it's called? Like Bluetooth stuff and stuff like that. So they can get the whole way to the sidewalk. They're actually trying to, you know, connect with everybody. But if they can hack you, does that mean they can hack all of the other accounts that your Amazon account has tracked down and found? mean, we have to ask ourselves this, because that's exactly what's going on. All right. I'm not in California, or I would probably apply for this job. Do you have a flair for writing? Do you like smoking weed? Do you like edibles and topicals and other products that have THC or marijuana weed based? Well, MJ, a Los Angeles-based cannabis delivery and retail company, is looking for you. Candidate must be 21 years of age, live in Southern California, and have spectacular creative writing skills. They also must love smoking weed. An internship that pays $15 per hour for up to 16 hours a week and offers employee and offers employee discount on products, you'll be tasked with testing more than 600 products sold by MJ, including edibles, vapes, flower, and more, reviewing every single product on the platform. They'll also need to complete this before Labor Day 2021. I'd like to say that if that's available, I'd like to be the first Virginia test victim. Ideal candidate has experience with cannabis, experience writing, creative digital content, and a desire to voice a desire to use their voice to help inform the masses. E-commerce, journalism, marketing are all desirable career paths for this role. Yes. Yeah, you can be a weed in marijuana intern. That's right. The hell of a thing, isn't it? What else we got going here? Uh-oh. It's tough now, man. People are panicking. Yes, not me or you, but people that are trying to ship stuff to the United States of America. A sign of just how bad the container ship market is and containers themselves. A freight forwarder is reportedly paying $135,000 per day for a short-term charter of the South Santiago, a 15-year-old container ship with a capacity of 5,060 20-foot equivalent units. Yeah, anyway, depending on the sources, this ship would have obtained anything between $100,000 to $145,000 a day. It's a historic high for renting and owning and operating these ships. Industry source said speaking to American Shipper, on condition of anonymity, said the rate of $135,000 per day, the duration was 45 to 90 days, one round voyage with an option for a second, and the charter was a Chinese freight forwarder named Three Seas. Yeah, so anyway, container ships are at a premium. And the cost of renting one, if you don't own it, is, well, very high. Of course, let's not forget they're stacking them so high, they're losing they're losing tens of thousands a year, but they're shipping millions of them. So it's a small amount, and it's still big. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett want to team up and build an advanced nuclear power plant. Yeah, they want to find a new and exceptional way to boil water. That Natrium Reactor Project is being built in Wyoming. Let's see. Anyway, after talking about uranium companies for years, they'll probably get a boost from this because of the nanadium reactors. anyway. So they want to replace reactors of some kind with the coal burning power plants, which, well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure how good that's going to work, maybe is the way to put it. I guess that's what I would say. It's not so good how it would work. But you have Bill Gates and Warren Buffett working together. Don't trust either of them, in all honesty. So we'll see. I guess that's the question. We'll see. Here's one for you. The Arizona audit. 14 pallets are left. Okay. Out of the 44 pallets that they started with. And so the Arizona count is soon be completed within probably a week or so. There's also that's the initial examination. I believe they're slower cleaning, doing the physical examination of the ballot itself. I think some of that has to be done yet, because once they're scanned at 5K resolution, okay, they're not scanned at 200 DPI. They're scanned at 5K, where you can actually pull them up and look at them and do actual signature checking. You know, this is what they did in Georgia. It's just fake what they did in Georgia. They put the resolution so low on the saving a copy of the ballot that it's essentially worthless for forensic anything. Anyway, so, yeah. They, the Pennsylvania people were there, checked it out, and they're going to try to use that model in Pennsylvania. There's 500 prominent Georgia Republicans, including party chairman David Schaefer, are urging their Rhino Governor Kemp to launch a forensic audit of the 2020 election. Of course, if they can push this and get this in order, then they certainly will be able to, how should I say it? They certainly will be able to kick some ass, so to speak, and check the ballots. What we have to understand is the signatures in the Arizona audit are not being checked. That itself is the real key, the real linchpin that will make everything fall, in combination with all of the other errors, the liberal use of this, the way the signature matches were used. It turned out to be the cover-up, to say the least. Anyway, they need to check the signatures. They haven't yet. I'm sure that will probably be the next audit. When Arizona Maricopa County finds that this is massive problems there, they will lock up and they will expand it to every ballot in the state. And this time they will, because of the anomalies from before, they will include a signature match of some kind, an accurate signature match, not a signature match that can make a cursive signature equal to a blocked printed signature and say those are the same person, that must be set aside and adjudicated some other way if that vote is to count. In many places, it really is a, how should we say it? It really was organized fraud. In the words of The Week and other magazines and liberals, the 2020 election was fortified, or was it fornicated? I would say it was fornicated, not fortified. Hey, speaking of fornication, how have you interacted with your government lately? No, I'm just kidding. Ban it from game night. Monopoly, man. I'm telling you, they say that the most fights amongst family and friends is because of Monopoly. I don't know if Boardwalk and Park Place turn people to each other's throats or not. I would say no. I would say more like politics and religion. You know, that since we can't really talk about those topics over the table, you know, it's not supposed to be polite to talk about those things. But if you don't talk about those things, then ideas, the clash of ideas and the way people look at things, they never get worked out. You never get to know. So if you never speak, if you say, oh, well, we can only reserve to talk about politics, oh, during the news or during this or that time, you know, listen, no topic should be off the list at any time within reason. Okay. I say that within reason because, you know, people are always going to come up with their straw man arguments about, oh man, we can't talk about this during that or this during that. Well, you know, if you want to talk about your ex-girlfriend while you're in bed with your current old lady, that would be a failure, right? That's stupid.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Only 25 minutes left, so hold on tight. We're going to roll with it. May payroll jobs miss. That's right. 559,000 jobs added. Below expectations at 10:15 a.m., the president or somebody is expected to give a cheerleading speech about the economy. That's right. The president says, go, go, go. Get Joe, get 10%. That's right. Joe Biden says, don't worry, I want 10%. Oh, he went off script again, didn't he? Dun, 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 dun. Uh-oh. Scientists at the center of the lab leak controversy put in charge of the Lancet task force to investigate the COVID origin. Well, not surprising, isn't it? You know, this guy, what was his name? Crazy stuff, right? In the wake of renewed scrutiny of the lab leak, the Lancet task force will reportedly focus on analyzing data on all the theories put forward. Oh, really? That's right. After the task force is led by somebody who sent Fauci has said, man, thanks for squashing that story, man. We were doing gain of function research studies there. You know, we brought that woman from the United States, you know, from North Carolina, over to China. You know, they took it to China after the United States made it illegal. Is this like high treason? Dr. Peter Daszak, yes, head of the task force, is perhaps the least suitable scientist on the planet to objectively analyze the data, considering, you know, how close he is to the lab. Daszak notes that coronaviruses are pretty good. You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. The spiked proteins drive a lot about what happens. You can get the sequence. You can build the protein. We work with Ralph Barnick at UNC, University of North Carolina, to do this, insert it into the backbone of another virus, and do some work in a lab. Oh, yeah. This is the guy. Now, this is exactly what is alleged to have happened with the COVID-19, the Wuhan flu, the CCP flu, the Wu flu, whatever you want to call it. Accidental leak of their scientists getting sick from their own and genetically manipulated virus. Of course, the power of truth. Speaking, tweeted May 5th, 2020, speaking truth to power based on the scientific evidence. He also doesn't entertain an alternate theory that someone found the coronavirus in the wild, brought it to a lab, and then it accidentally leaked. Now, see, that would be an honest lie. I mean, that would be true, right? Nobody found the coronavirus in the wild, brought it to a lab, and then it accidentally escaped. They had the coronavirus. They took the coronavirus and manipulated it with spiked proteins and genetically forced evolved it. The scientists think that they don't have any form of a bias or any form of, hidden agenda or anything like that. We know they all do. Fauci's screwed, man. This Daszak guy, and all this stuff, once his emails come out too. Oh, yeah, because, his emails are going to be hacked and racked and found by somebody somewhere. Meanwhile, as I talked about a few minutes ago about the supply of container ships and the ports around the world, the container ship just collided with a crane and has crashed in a port in Taiwan, destroying more, critical infrastructure needed to move freight. Yes, so more backups everywhere in the entire kind of supply chain. The media earlier today was leaking a payroll number of a million people, which was way, way above supposed estimates. That's why they say 559,000 jobs added is below expectations. And they say in the end, Uncle Sam's generous handouts won, and the labor shortage will be with us for a while. Listen, if you want to run your business, you're going to have to raise prices. You're going to have to pay your workers a little more. And, having a business with a bunch of workers and then giving each of them, so much a week turns into so much a year, turns into a lot of money. So you have to do a lot more business at a higher price or to make that. And this is the imbalance that we see that gets pushed in high market and low market economies, in all honesty. So, yeah. Now they say there's a 3D test a printable device that they can make that you stick up your nose and you breathe through it for about 80 seconds. And it'll give you a COVID, tell you if you got COVID. That's right, with a 94% accuracy, allegedly. Ooh, don't forget the dog is a 85% accuracy. And the sniffer, the other tests for the PCR tests are, well, they're highly unreliable. Anyway, so yeah. In China, I guess, and some other places, they're using dogs to screen passengers for COVID coming off an airplane. And the people who the dog picked then test positive, usually, for, in a PCR test that's run it so many times, it, well, gets a positive. Welcome to the world, huh? Yeah, it's sheer craziness. And idiocracy, isn't it? AMC, the movie chain, announces a request to issue more shares with no plans to split the stock, as the short sellers and the Reddits are battling it out again, as GameStop and AMC and other companies that are the boogie whip manufacturers of our time, so to speak. In other words, you know, the technology has passed companies along, but because they have a market cap and they have this, you know, all this stock money, it just doesn't die. So people make money on it going forward, up and down and sideways. And the short sellers believe, well, it's going to drop below a certain price. And if I rent it at this price, I can have to buy it at that price and I'll make money. In fact, that's why they drive the price up. And then the people who are on the short side, they have to buy nakedly. They can lose billions of dollars, like right out the bat. And that's what's going to happen. But anyway, that's just one of the things that's going on. What else we got here? Crypto crumbles. Uh-oh, amid Musk, Miami, and the meme stock, Misami, whatever that is. Anyway, so cryptos are crashing? Oh, that would suck, wouldn't it? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, crypto markets took a spill overnight after Elon Musk took on Twitter. Cryptos, it's down to about 36,500 or so is where Bitcoin is right now. And Ethereum is down to 2,600 or thereabouts. So Dogecoin was said to go up yesterday, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. But people are making money because people are buying low and trying to sell high. But the problem with crypto is people that bought the dip didn't think about the possibility or a double or a triple or a quadruple dip in the price of Bitcoin before it goes back up, right? And, you know, and then they have to hang on or sell short or sell out, I guess, is would be a good description. But, yeah, it certainly is more crazy on crazy, isn't it? Let's see. Iceland is trying to become the first hydrogen economy based on geothermal and hydrogen and hydropower. So they're trying to figure out a way. Of course, Greenland sits has a lot of volcanic activity. They're hoping to use geothermal to create as much as 66% of Iceland's primary energy use. 90% of geothermal to heat homes in Iceland. Also, Iceland is ahead of the other countries using hydrogen as a fuel. Early plans to become oil and gas free by 2050. So they've been using hydrogen buses in Reykjavik. And the buses, so anyway, they're trying to find alternative means, which is good. I still believe, you know, if you're gonna, the power cost ratio has to come down, for people to accept it at a better, pace. Danish authorities have shut down BitChute. That's right, communist-style Chinese censorship in Europe, as Danish authorities got a warrant from the judicial system to shut down BitChute over its dangerous COVID misinformation. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to ban Revolution Radio and free speech. Oh, my gosh. The National Police Cyber Crime Center has blocked the homepage in Denmark of BitChute. So it advises them the owner of the website can get it unblocked by talking to authorities. Let's see. Anyway, BitChute hosts stuff that other people are afraid people will see. It's counter narrative to the mainstream. They call it hate. They call it misinformation. They call it disinformation. They call it everything in the book except free speech. And that's what it really is. You know, if a woman can do a strip show and say she has free speech and that's protected art, then most certainly any video that's really essentially made can be claimed to have some artistic value. Even the steamiest sex scenes or even the most horrible, gruesome horror shows that you see, they're all free speech. But if you say something that's against the official narrative of, well, 9/11 or Sandy Hook or, oh my God, did we go to the moon? I think we went to the moon. But I think people are free to believe we did. In all honesty, I think people are free to believe whatever they want. We have to have a choice in this life. And if we all have to agree with everybody that's our friends and the people we associate with, if that's the only piece of people we can be around, then shit. Our world's pretty damn small, isn't it, if we're that person? Really is. Russia says the NATO war games are in the Black Sea drills are about bringing advanced weapons and supplies into Ukraine. the truth is, you know, what one of the things that they do is they use these guns and these weapons, they take them and they park them and they stage them. And in this case, I expect them to turn them over to the Ukrainians, and then the troops of the Navy, U.S. Navy and Coast Guard and the Brits and the other idiots, they will pack up and leave. They will go home and they will leave these neo-Nazis that the Biden and Obama administration put in control of Ukraine. Yeah, these are like real Nazis. These aren't the pretend neo-Nazis that we have here in the United States that walk around, you know. And then you have the black Nazis, you know, and then you have the BLM. They're just the black Marxist lion group. And then you have the KKK Klantifa, which are the privileged, whitey, spoiled, brat, socialist morons that are that dress up in black because white went out of fashion long ago. I mean, yeah, couldn't you see a group dressed in white today that would come in? All you would need would be pointy hats instead of helmets, and it would be the same thing. Well, I guess Antifa and the Black Lives Matters and all these groups that dress up in black, I guess they're just a Klan of a different flavor. Isn't that special? A shock. It was just shocking. And Australians are up in arms. They are mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore, they said. These Australians, they said they're outraged. How can it come to this? Yes, Australians are finding out that their Snickers bars are made in China. They're finding bits and pieces of plastic and other pieces of, well, probably some kind of waste product or a substitute. Yeah, it's a, well, you know, since a peanut, if you don't chew it up, I guess it's like a piece of corn. I mean, you could eat a piece of latex and it come out, it look like a piece of corn. I mean, I'm just asking. I've seen the dogs after they've eaten their toys. You take them rubber toys or them ones. They say, oh, man, they can't tear them apart. You know, dogs, right? They'll chew on something until they get it apart, usually, right? Anyway, next thing you know, it's blue and yellow or orange all mixed together in dog poop. Just like people in corn poop. Ah! Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Idiocracy reigns in the USA. What else we got going on here? What's the latest news? What's on the sludge report? Let's see. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. We'll just, I just got to hit that link. Never mind. Mitch. Yes, government finds no evidence of alien spacecraft. Yes, they blast out of the water. They go 500 knots under the water. What could it be? What could it be? Oh, I just wanted to tell James, sorry, not. Yes, the L.A. Lakers have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs with a first round loss. Yes, I guess all that boot licking in China got LeBron James down. Maybe he's down on his knees again. Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's just idiocracy. That drone that outrun helicopters is still the discussion, a topic in many places. Because if you build a drone that outruns a helicopter that goes 170 miles an hour or more, or 140 mile an hour airplane, and it goes to 14,000 feet, goes up in the cloud to get lost. Oh, yeah. You know damn well. You know damn well that drone's up to no good if it's hovering over part of a military base, over a pipeline switcher or a pipeline station where 40% of the U.S. natural gas goes through. I mean, isn't that a little worrisome? These things are flying over over military bases, nuclear power plants. You know, listen, if I had a nuclear power plant and there was a drone flying over it, I would be telling my guards to you're going to have to figure out some kind of counter drone system. It may be even to launch a small drone that has like an echo thing on it, that once it locates this, or you direct it to locate it, once it gets it, it locks on and it flies into it and kamikaze disables it if it has to get these drones that are hitting these high, you know, level security facilities. I mean, it's crazy. Apple's new operating system, or new internet operating system, draining the battery life fast. You got to get a new Apple if you want to have the new worm. Anyway, God bless. Good luck, everybody. Remember, tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. You can change the world. I know it. I see it. I hear it. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join